7:39 on a Thursday, we jump into looking at the behaviors of others so that we can feel better about ourselves. There's a school district accountant in Rialto, California, who has managed to embezzle several million dollars. How? Stuffing it in her bra. Not all at one time, of course. Those would, that'd be a Dolly Parton-sized rig. But apparently 48-year-old Judith Oakes has spent 7 years carefully stealing money she was supposed to be counting. She would get the school lunch money every day, count it up, and decide to keep a little for herself. Over the last 7 years, she has stolen as much as $3 million.
It's like the Johnny Cash song, One Piece at a Time, right?
To steal $3 million in 7 years requires her to steal a few thousand dollars pretty much every single school day.
You see, that's too much. But you could
wait a minute.
No, took a couple hundred. Nobody would notice.
Right. You could get away with smaller amounts.
Greed for jumped on her head there. Yeah.
Yeah. For a while, you could get away with smaller amounts. But I mean, but when you say, "Wait a minute, that's too much," you're kind of making it sound like, you know, if you only stole a few hundred, that'd be okay.
No, put on your criminal mind for a moment. Think
yes.
like a thief.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't be completely happy if every day that they went to work. That they had an extra 50 in their wallet.
Yeah, exactly. 50, 100 bucks.
You
a
could
few
take
thousand?
That amount of money if you're the money counter and no one would notice. And yet your life would be different
yes.
if you had an extra 50
yeah.
or a couple of 20s and a 10 every day.
It's called the skim.
Exactly.
Right. You could skim
Everybody
and do
skims.
That forever.
Everybody skims. The bosses know this. Okay? You just make it obvious. We got to do something about it. A judge in Nebraska has sentenced a 21-year-old man to 3 years of probation for burglary charge and banned him for having a girlfriend for those 3 years. The guy has a reefer and meth habit, and the judge told him, quote, you need to focus on you. So if he gets a girlfriend, he'll do 120 days in jail.
But oh, they can't make that stand up.
Well, that's...
Come on.
Isn't that the...
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. There's no way the judge has the ability to keep someone from having a relationship.
Judges can rule anything they want,
well,
whether
yeah.
it holds up constitutionally
right.
or not. That's the other issue. All right, Radio Shack employee in Parsippany. Am I pronouncing that right?
Parsippany, New Jersey.
Parsippany, New Jersey,
yes,
your neck
good.
Of the woods.
Very good.
Glad we're no Florida stories this morning. It's all from other parts of the world. Anyway, he has been arrested for punching a customer in the face.
Well, the customer deserved it.
You got questions? I'll pop you in the...
Right.
Police.
That's the way it is, buddy. Now, shut up.
This is the complaint department right here.
I got the complaint department right here. Police asked, why? Why, sir, did you punch one of your customers in the face? He said, I got upset because the customer was being sarcastic. Have you been to a Radio Shack?
Buddy, I got a short temper today, all right? Don't give me a hard
Listen,
time.
Listen, don't mess with me. The judge just sentenced me to 120 days of probation. I can't get a girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? There it is. Those are your stupid criminal stories.
And you look good in those khakis, buddy, let me tell you.
Jake from State Farm.
I think you shouldn't do this segment
what?
If you don't have a Florida story.
What?
It's easy enough to find a Florida story. This segment should not happen without a Florida stupid criminal. It should be a regular feature of the show. We could sell it. It would be sponsored by Sunkist or something. You know?
Florida Today on the Wisconsin Morning News.
The stupid Florida story brought to you by Florida's Natural Orange Juice. Drink up, idiot. Don't go anywhere. Sit down.
Goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
I always think I can escape before this part, but
you're not allowed
not.
To slink away.
Dang.
No.
Lance Bass says he knows an awful lot of closeted gay men in Hollywood. He even has a cool nickname for them. The other guys in NSYNC. A new Miley Cyrus documentary aired on MTV recently. If you watched it, you are now one of the million Americans who have herpes.
Oh, stop.
Slash, you remember him, the guitarist for Guns N' Roses?
Right.
Slash jammed with some kids at a rock school in South Dakota. He had a blast, too, apparently. It's the first time he's worked with children since he split up with Axl Rose. As we mentioned in the entertainment news earlier in the program, Tom Clancy has passed away. He passed away in a Baltimore hospital at the age of 66. His eulogy is already available for sale at bookstores in airports. NASCAR driver Nelson Piquet Jr. has been fined $10,000 for using a gay slur on social media. He's also being boycotted by the one gay NASCAR fan.
He's not a NASCAR driver, is he? Nelson Piquet Jr., isn't he like an open wheel racer, or did he move? I got to check that out.
Apparently, he moved down the ladder to NASCAR. A new study
By the way, did you go see Rush yet?
No, I have not seen Rush yet. It's probably this weekend. All right. Fair. A new study is showing teenagers make better decisions than the elderly. No teenagers could be reached for comment because they were busy eating their weight in Big Macs, texting their friends while driving to the mall to blow their allowance on a Justin Bieber tattoo.
Sounds like a T-shirt. I'm smarter than the senile.
I still say, however, that starting your day by yanking your pants up to your armpits is a good, solid decision. By the way, wearing a tight belt increases your chances of getting throat cancer. The study also finds that doing anything at all increases the chances of getting cancer. JetBlue is now offering a first-class seat. Great news for everyone who wants to sit in a slightly larger seat while enjoying a five-hour delay. A woman escaped a kidnapper by driving through a Burger King drive-thru window after he stopped for takeout. Luckily, she's not a regular Burger King customer. She wouldn't have fit. Also, an increasing number of American Jews do not consider themselves to be religious. However, they do consider it a travesty that many of their daughters still haven't met a nice doctor and have settled down.
Old neighborhood on Ocean Parkway, there, all humor is rooted in truth.
We're day three of the shutdown, right?
Yes.
This is day three, yes.
The last shutdown was in 1996. Times were different then. A Democrat was president. Republicans controlled Congress. Arsenio Hall was on TV, and a singer with bad hair named Cyrus sang crappy songs.
That's pretty good, actually. Some things never change.
And last but not least, this one's for Tom. President Obama says the Affordable Health Care Act is here to stay, but he also said he was going to fix the economy. So, criminals are using the new health care law to rip off Americans. Hey, but enough about the Obama administration, huh?
Oh, brother.
All right. Thank you very much for being here. We'll be here all week. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News will return after this brief message.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.